It's 7 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Mark Moulding. You're waking up to another sunny day, but clouds still hang over Westminster this morning. A Labour MP is saying sorry for submitting an expenses claim for a £5 donation he made at a church service commemorating the Battle of Britain. The Sunday Telegraph says Frank Cook made the donation in his Stockton North constituency in 2006. He says he doesn't remember it happening.
I'm pleased that it was refused, because I would have been most embarrassed. And I've got to say that in more than 26 years' service in Westminster, serving my constituency, you'll find no record of me claiming for any kind of offertory donation or wreath for any memorial or funeral service. I don't know how it's happened. It shouldn't have happened. I'm sorry that it's happened.
Two British soldiers have died in an explosion in southern Afghanistan. One of the soldiers was from the Light Dragoons, the other was from the Parachute Regiment. Police are investigating two assaults that happened in the early hours of yesterday morning in Wiltshire. One was in Wootton Bassett, where a boy was robbed at knife point. The other was in the Havelock Square area of Swindon. Wiltshire Council's defending itself against claims that it stopped paying for a child's transport to a Catholic school because her parents didn't spend enough time at church. The child's parents from Westbury received the letter saying they'd no longer get free transport. The council says it's because of an agreement with the diocese that says only regular churchgoers get the money. And we all have a dream, don't we? Well, Susan Boyle dreamed a dream of winning Britain's Got Talent, but sadly it didn't come true for her. The bookies' favourite was beaten by the dance group Diversity in last night's final of the TV talent show.
The winner of Britain's Got Talent 2009 is... Diversity!
Well, Susan Boyle's become an international celebrity since she first appeared on the show, but she came second in the public vote. She was quick to congratulate the winners, though.
The best people won. They're very entertaining. Lads, I wish you all the best.
Poor old Susan. Anyway, a look at Wiltshire's weather now, and the good news is another hot, sunny day to look forward to, with highs of 25 degrees Celsius, that's 77 Fahrenheit. A fine evening too, with a sunny end to the day, and more of the same tomorrow, with just the slight risk of the odd shower over the course of the afternoon.